Q94, it's your Mountain of Rock. Hey, I'm Gary Lee, and well, our preseason coaches shows continues. We've got to hear from head coach of the West Plains Zizzers in the 7 o'clock hour, Joel Wyatt. So here we are, the 8 o'clock hour. It's head coach of the Liberty Eagles, Jansen Ackland, in his second year as the head coach. Hey, coach, how we doing, man?
I'm doing good. How are you, Gary?
Fantastic. It's it's here again. It's football season, and you know, before we get into all that, it's a long time leading up to this week with the Jamboree and next week regular season. But how did the summer workouts go and camps?
It went pretty well for us. We had really consistent numbers, and we're really proud of how much time and effort these boys put into this summer. We started off early June going to CMU camp up in Fayette. Mm-hmm. And started off, you know, a little rocky, a little rusty, but by the end of the camp, we really liked what we saw in that Saturday night session. So, and then we finished out June just doing workouts, and came back in July, went to Chaffee and Sarcoxie at the end of July. So went over there and had a couple really good scrimmages. So, you know, we really like where we're at up to this point.
You know, those summer scrimmages, the camps and stuff, what are some of the key things because every coach is a little different, but what are some of the things that you kind of focus on that you would, you know, you want to see out of your team? What are a couple things that you like to watch?
Well, really, I mean, summer is all about getting up to that Friday night speed and kind of learning from your mistakes, like especially with the positions where, you know, we had to shuffle a couple guys that might have played in the secondary last year and now they're in the box or vice versa. So just seeing that speed from a different position, you know, obviously you're not going to have it down the first time, but just repping it out and being able to see it on film, mm-hmm. I think is the biggest thing for these kids in the summer. And then, you know, just our culture, we want to play fast, we want to play physical, and we want to play together. So being able to get those live reps and just hearing that over and over, I think the more reps you can get before game time is, you know, great for the kids.
Oh, absolutely. I agree 100%. And, you know, you've got a really good nucleus coming back. I mean, you had mm-hmm. you had a small senior class, but it was quality that graduated.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, we're definitely going to miss those guys. They had a lot of success in their 4 years in the program, and, you know, Carter and Brody being our lone All-Staters last year, back-to-back All-Staters, you know, all those guys are going to be really hard to replace, but whenever you got, you know, guys that kind of etched their name in Liberty history, it's definitely going to be, you know, a tough position to replace for those guys. But yeah, all respect to that class. We're going to miss them for sure.
But, you know, these Eagles coming up for their upperclassman year, their senior, junior year, even some, you know, mm-hmm. sophomores, they're a year older, they're a year stronger. They've second year with you, so they kind of they have a better feel for your expectations, your temperament, you know. And have you really seen and felt that growth this year?
Yeah, definitely. You know, last year was kind of a late hire, so we didn't get a full off season together, and you know, everything just kind of felt rushed before we got up to the season. Mm-hmm. And yeah, this year I think we all just feel like we're more on the same page. We got our coaching staff together early, and yeah, I just think things are rolling a lot better right now. And like you said, we had a lot of guys on the field last year that we have back, you know, whether that be sophomores or juniors, and even a couple freshmen that mm-hmm. were on the field mm-hmm. for most of the season last year. So, yeah, we're really excited where we're at right now.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It ought to be a fun year in the SCA. And this year, tonight, you're headed to Sarcoxie for a Jamboree. And, mm-hmm. you know, Liberty had kind of gotten away from the Jamborees, and I'm, you know, I don't know, maybe I'm just an old fuddy-duddy. I'm good either way. I get not being in a jamboree, and I also get being in a jamboree. And you know, do you agree or disagree that, you know, the years that we really wasn't in a jamboree, it's not that it made us bad or they make you good, but it just seems like that first quarter or second quarter, the first half, you know, a little slower because you're used to just banging up against your own teammates, and going up against somebody different, it seems like it gets the timing, that speed off a little bit better.
Yeah, for sure. And that's, I agree with you. I can see it both ways on why you wouldn't want to do it. Mm-hmm. And then why you would is, you know, just getting those Friday night jitters out, traveling on a Friday night under the lights, you know, playing against a different opponent. I think all that stuff definitely plays a factor into, you know, especially how you start week one, because there has been times that we start off a little slower and, you know, it was always in the back of our minds, well, maybe if we did get back in a jamboree, this would help us out a little bit. So, yeah, we just decided this is the year we were going to try and get back in one and, you know, see if that plays a factor for us in the first half, week one.
Yeah, and, you know, the thing that in my years of going to jamborees and watching, I tell most of the fans out there, you know, don't put too much in to how the outcome of a jamboree, whether good or bad, don't put too much stock into it, you know. But you can put a little bit of stock in what you see at the line of scrimmage. And what I mean by that is timing. How fast are they firing off the ball, you know? But aside from that, it's just a dress rehearsal.
For sure. Yeah, it's really a fundamental scrimmage for us is the way that we view it, because obviously you wanna do everything we've been preaching at practice, but we're also, you know, not gonna be trying to score a touchdown every single play. We're just, you know, wanting to see where our guys are at as far as physically, you know, mentality. Maybe a couple guys who want to see if they're ready for that Friday night speed, so we might throw them in there in a position that, you know, they're not used to on Friday night. So just a lot of different stuff that you can get a look at before week one in a jamboree. So we're excited for that.
Are there any positions that still maybe a little bit up for grabs that may be solidified tonight in the jamboree?
Yeah, I mean, we have Gavin Reese obviously coming back at quarterback. I think most people know that.
He played
there as a freshman and sophomore, and then last year was, you know, the go-to guy for us at wide, at receiver, coming back at free safety. And then you got Chris Schar, who came back last year as a junior and really came on towards the end of the season at receiver and defensive back, got some postseason honors. And then Kenyon Walls on the D-line, had a good season as a junior. Excited to have him back. Matt Bushong and Jaron Rutledge and Eddie were all sophomores last year that earned postseason honors. So, you know, those guys, we're looking for exciting things from them, but we have a lot of newcomers also that have, you know, earned their spot so far up to this point that, you know, can kind of showcase what they have tomorrow night or week one, I mean, sorry.
Yeah.
Well, we're excited about having a lot of those guys back.
Yeah, and the week one opponent is, you know, Stratford, and that will be at the Nest. And, you know, it's nice to have week one at home. You know, we hope that there's a good crowd out there, but it's here. And now, you know, there has been some new additions. Of course, Coach Rodriguez, you know, I know you and he were tight, man. You guys were brothers.
Yeah.
I mean, he's went on. He's at Republic, right? Didn't he go to – is that where
he is teaching at Republic and coaching at Clever?
Okay, and so kudos to him. But now, who is? Tell us about some of these new additions to your coaching staff.
We have Coach Braden Gastineau. He was at the middle school level last year. He was offensive and defensive line and did a great job there. So we moved him up, and then we got Josh Pruitt, one of the local legends here, as a quarterback, linebacker. Mm-hmm. He's now joined the staff with us. And then my brother Jairus, coming from William Penn, where he played football mm-hmm. for the last couple of years, he also joined our staff. So we got a lot of guys that, you know, have a lot of pride in the program and a lot of love here. So it's pretty awesome to have a staff like this where we're all sold in on the culture because we were a part of it as players. So,
yeah,
we're really excited for that.
Well, it's here. Looking forward to it. Everybody, again, head coach of the Liberty Eagles, Jansen Acklin, thanks for joining us. And, you know, being a dad, how about that? Are you getting enough sleep?
We still haven't had a full night where he doesn't wake up, but it's getting better. So it's definitely a joy.
Oh, absolutely. Well, Coach Acklin, thanks for, you know, giving us some of your time. And we will be visiting with you next Friday, week one.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Gary.